We begin a new parak and a new mishnah, and we previously learned kachik kachim shchitasim mitzafain that the shchita of kachik kachim has to be done on the north side of the azara. Our mishnah teaches us kachik kachim shishachtim reishim mizbeach. Rabbi Yisi aimer kiilu nishchutu mitzafain. Rabbi Yisi holds that if one shechts kachik kachim on the top of the mizbeach achitzain, so it's as if he shechted on the north side of the mizbeach, and therefore his shchita would be kasher. And Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Huda aimer. However, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Huda argued on Rabbi Yisi and he holds mechatzia mizbeach fil darim kedarim that if one would shecht kachik kachim on the south side of the mizbeach, then it's considered as if he shecht on the south side of the azara and therefore would be pasul. However, mechatzia mizbeach lo tzafarin ketzafarin, but if one would shecht kachik kachim on the north side of the mizbeach, then it would be considered as if he shechted on the north side of the azara and therefore his shchita would be kasher. And Rashi states be gemara yalv taima that the gemara will explain the basis for the machlekes between Rabbi Yisi and Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda. And number one, let's keep in mind that stam Rabbi Yisi and Shas is Rabbi Yisi ben Chalafta. And number two, let's keep in mind that our Mishnah is only speaking about someone that shechts on a mizbeach achitzain, but certainly if someone would shecht on a mizbeach apnimi, then the shchita would be pasul. And before we start the Gemara, let us begin with the short akdama. And number one, we know that the Heichal or the Kodesh of the Beis HaMikdash was 20 amis wide, and the north and south walls of the Heichal were each 6 amis wide, and therefore in total, the Heichal was 32 amis wide, which is actually the same size of the base area of the mizbeach achitzain, which was 32 amis square, which includes the Ami Yisoid and Ami Seivev, while the top platform of the Mizbeach was 28 amis square. And number two, certainly the Heichal was situated right in the center of the Beis HaMikdash. And number three, the entrance to the Kodesh or the Heichal was 10 amis wide, and therefore 5 amis of the doorway was in the north of the Beis HaMikdash, and 5 amis of the doorways was situated in the south of the Beis HaMikdash. However, the entrance to the Ulam, which was the antechamber that led into the Heichal, was actually 20 amis wide, and therefore 10 amis of the doorway was situated in the north, and 10 amis of the doorway of the Ulam was situated in the south side of the Beis HaMikdash. And number four, we previously saw that there is a three-way machlekes as to where the Mizbeach HaChitzon was situated. And one man on the hill, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai, the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Chatzah. And one man on the hill, Kulam Mizbeach B'Darim Kai, the entire Mizbeach was situated on the south side of the Chatzah. While one man on the hill, that the Mizbeach was right in the center of the Chatzah, half on the north and half on the south side of the Chatzah. And our Gemara now begins, Amrav Asi Amrav Yechran, Oymah Hay Rabbi Yisi, Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai. Rabbi Asi stated the name of Rabbi Yechran, that Rabbi Yechran had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim. Rabbi Yisi holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara, and if so, my Ki'ilu, so why did the Mishnah state that Rabbi Yisi said that the reason why Kachi Kachim Shechtim Reish Mizbeach is Kasha is because it's Ki'ilu Nishchutu B'Tzafein, if L'maisi Rabbi Yisi holds that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara, and if so, the Shechita is Kasha because it was actually done on the north side of the Azara. And Rabbi Yisi explains, Ma'ar Tema B'inal Yerach V'Leka Kamash B'lon, that the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisi in our Mishnah is that even though the entire Mizbeach is on the north side, but one would have thought that potentially it would be usher to shecht the carbon on the top of the Mizbeach, as the Pasuk in Pasuk Vayikra, B'negei Ad Ha'ilo, which is Kachi Kachim, states, V'shachat Oysal Yerach Mizbeach Tzofim L'Lefnei Hashem, and therefore one may have had a Havmina that if someone shechts a carbon on the top of the Mizbeach, that would not be a Kiyam of Al Yerach Mizbeach, as it's not on the side of the Mizbeach, and therefore would be Pasul. And Kamash B'lon, Rabbi Yisi Mechadish does, that even if someone shechts a carbon on top of the Mizbeach, it is still going to be Kasher, as if he shechted on the north side of the Azara, and as if it was Al Yerach Mizbeach Tzofim L'Lefnei Hashem. And I am the Shita who is that maybe Enoch and Ami, when the Pasuk states Al Yerach Mizbeach Tzofim, there's a requirement that it has to be Dafka Al Yerach Mizbeach, and if someone shechts on top of the Mizbeach, it would not be Kasher. And as the Shita is, Vim Taimar, Ve'im Enoch and Ami, the Per Kabbalah Muchach, to be in Al Yerach La'akev. And the Shita explains, Ve'ish Lema, the Hosom Hainu La'inyan Avid the Tal of Shachat, Legabi Hochi, Havi Dafka Al Yerach, Avokan, Lab Be'av Shachit. And the Shita continues and brings another Teretz, Ve'ish Lema, the Hochi Kamar, Kamash Blond, Al Yerach Mikri, Ayin Shom. The Gemara continues, Omle Rabziri Rabasi, so Rabziri asked Rabasi the following question, and keep in mind that Rabziri thought that the reason why Rabbi Yechon stated, Rabbi Yisi holds Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafen Kai is based on a diak from our Mishnah, as by the fact Rabbi Yisi stated that if someone shechts on top of the Mizbeach, that it's a valid shchita, so it must be that the entire Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara. Rabbi Yisi just being mechadish to us that one should not think that there will be a psul, as it's not a Yerach Mizbeach. Kamash one, that since you're on the Mizbeach, and the Mizbeach is in the Tzafen, therefore the shchita is kosher, and therefore Rabbi Ziri is Rabbi Asi, El Me'atel, Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hachinami, the Chetzer B'Tzafen, V'Chetzer B'Darim, that if you're saying that the basis for the Shita of Rabbi Yisi is because the Mizbeach was in the suffering, when Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda was chelik on Rabbi Yisi, Yossi, and he stated Mechetzem Mizbechu Darim Kedarim and Mechetzem Mizbechu Tzafin Kedzafin. It must be that Rabbi Yisrael Biyuda holds that the Mizbech was in the middle of the Azara. Half of the Mizbech was on the north side, and half of the Mizbech was on the south side. And therefore, if someone shechts on the top of the Mizbech, on the north side it would be kosher, but if he's on the south side it would be pasul. And the Chitim Hachinami. And if you're going to tell me that in the Chinami, that would actually be a valid deed from a Mishnah, and in the Chinami we would be able to learn that Rabbi Yisrael Biyuda holds that the Mizbech was situated in the middle of the Azara. But certainly you cannot tell me that this is true, as Ba'atu da Amrit Mishmed Rabbi Echron, as you yourself taught us in the name of Rabbi Echron, Maidu Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Shachton Kenegdoi B'Kakko P'sula, as although Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda taught us in our Mishnah, that although if someone shechts Kachi Kachim on the south half of the top of the Mizbech, then the Shechita would be possible. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda stated that if someone shechts Kachi Kachim on the north half of the top of the Mizbech, then the Shechita would be kasha. But even Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if one would shech Kachi Kachim on the floor of the Azara in an area where the Mizbech used to stand, then in all scenarios the Shechita would be possible. Therefore, it must be Rabbi Yehuda held that if you're a base of Yehuda, kol Mizbech b'darim kai, that the entire Mizbech was situated on the south side of the Azara, and therefore, if someone shechts in any area where the Mizbech used to be, then it would be possible, as Kachi Kachim must be shechted on the north side of the Azara, not on the south side of the Azara. And if so, we have a stereo between the words of Rabbi Yehuda. As you just stated, that if you're a Rabbi Yehuda, we will be able to be medayik from the sheet of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda in our Mishnah, the Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda hold that the Mizbech was chetzer b'tzafim v'chetzer b'darim. And meanwhile, based on your other member in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, we see that Lefir Rabbi Echron, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Mizbech was kula b'darim. The Gemara continues on Malay, and Rabbi Asi responds to Rabbi Zera that certainly, as you brought from the second member, we see clearly that according to Rabbi Echron, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hold that Mizbech kula b'darim kai. And in the Chinami, when I originally stated my member in the name of Rabbi Echron, that Oyim Hay Rabbi Yisrael kula Mizbech b'tzafim kai, it wasn't based on a diuk from our Mishnah, where Rabbi Echron had a Kabbalah that the Meister Rabbi Yisrael hold that kula Mizbech b'tzafim kai, and really based on a Mishnah itself, we would not be able to be medayik as to what the Shita Rabbi Yisrael or the Shita Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda is legabi the placement of the Mizbech HaChitzayin, as it could very well be that even Rabbi Yisrael would agree to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda that the placement of the Mizbech HaChitzayin was kula bedarim. And even so, Rabbi Yisrael holds that if someone shechts a carbon on top of the Mizbech, that would be a valid Shita, and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda would still hold that the only time that if someone shechts a carbon on top of the Mizbech that would be valid is only if they shechted Kachi Kachim on the north side of the Mizbech. And if so, was the basis for the Machlekes in our Mishnah between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda? And Rabbi Asi explains that Hachikam Rabbi Yechron, that this is how Rabbi Yechron explained the basis for the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah, as Shnei Mikra Echad Darshu, as both Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda Cholik as to how to dash in the following Pasuk, as the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael Benegeda Mizbech HaChitzayin tells us Mizbech Adama Tassali V'Zavachta Allah V'Sei Lisech V'Shlamecha as Tzayin Chavez B'Karecha B'Chol HaMakam Sh'Aska Shmi Ovei Alecha V'Rachticha. Rabbi Yisrael Sava Kul Oila V'Kul Shlamim, and Rabbi Yisrael hold that the Pasuk is teaching us that even if the actual Mizbech is on the south side of the Azara, but even so the Torah is Megal to us through Gzeres HaKosov that one could bring their Oila and their Shlamim on top of the Mizbech. And as Rashi states Kul Roi L'Shchitas Oila the Kedushat Tzofen in Love Gzeres HaKosov, and even though an Oila is Kachi Kachim and generally the Shchita has to be done on the north side of the Azara, however the Torah is Mechadish to us through this Gzeres HaKosov that the entire top of the Mizbech is considered like the north side of the Azara, and therefore it's kosher to shech Kachi Kachim on the entire top of the Mizbech. And Rashi continues with Kul Roi L'Shlamim, and Rabbi Yisi also holds that the entire top of the Mizbech is certainly Roi for Shlam, which is Kachim Kalim, Shashlam Kshirin Af B'Tzofen Mekav V'Chomim Perkin L'El. And just like we learned the Kav V'Chomim on Daf Nun Hei Amun Aleph, Madach Kachi Kachim could be shechted on the north side of the Azara, then certainly a Shlam, which is Kachim Kalim, can certainly be shechted on the north side of the Azara. However, Rabbi Yechon continues and explains, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda Sava, however, Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Yehuda not Mishnah hold, Chetzav La'ilu V'Chetzav L'Shlamim, that the Pasuk is teaching us, that although the Mizbeach was completely in the south side of the Azara, however, one could still shech the carbon Ayla, as well as the carbon Shlamim, on the north half of the top of the Mizbeach. And the Pasuk is also Mechadish to us, as Shlamecha, that the carbon Shlamim's area is extended, and one could even shech the carbon Shlamim on the entire area of the top of the Mizbeach, even though the entire area of the top of the Mizbeach was completely on the south side of the Azara. And Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda continues to explain why he argues on Rabbi Yisi, as L'chari the Pasuk is more mashma like Rabbi Yisi, as the Pasuk states, V'zavachta Allah v'sei l'secha v'shlamecha, as mashma you could shech the carbon oila on the entire top of the Mizbeach. However, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda continues to explain the Isach Deitach Kul Asha Kosher, as if you will think that Rabbi Yisi is correct, that one could even shech the carbon Karban Ila on any place that's on top of the Mizbeach, but if so, why would the Pasuk state Vizavachtala Vesalusecha Vishlamecha, as why would the Torah have to teach us the Din by Yishlamim as Hashtakul Ila Kasha, as if we just stated that the entire top of the Mizbeach is Kasha to Shech the Karban Ila, that Kul Yishlamim Bayi, then certainly the Torah didn't have to teach us that it's also Kasha to Shech the Karban Yishlamim, which is Kachim Kalim on the top of the Mizbeach. Therefore, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda explains that it must be that the Pasuk is telling us that even though the Mizbeach is on the south side of the Azara, but even so, a Karban Ila, which is Kachi Kachim, can still be shechted on the north side of the top of the Mizbeach, and the Torah is then mechadish to us that a Karban Shlom, which is Kachim Kalim, can be shechted on any area that's on top of the Mizbeach. Now, in the Shitu is that Tema Lomali Kra, the Chetzel Shlomim, that according to Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, why would we need any Pasuk to teach us that a Shlom can be brought on top of the Mizbeach, that Filu Yir Darim, Mabekach, Hari Darim, Kachel Shlomim, even if the Mizbeach is Kuli Bedarim, but we know that Kachim Kalim, Shchitasim Mechal Makayim, and therefore certainly it could be shechted on any place on top of the Mizbeach. And the Shita explains, Vishlema, the Kivinu Rabbi La'ila, that since we have a Reba in the Pasuk in order to teach us the din that La'ila could be shechted on top of the Mizbeach, have a mean La'ila Dafka V'Le'ila Shlomim, and one may think that the only time that the Torah is Mechadish to us that one could shech the carbon on top of the Mizbeach was only in regard to the carbon Ila, and as we will see in a moment, that the Gemara will explain that there would be a Havmina, that the Torah would only be Mechadish as din, but the Gaya carbon Ila, whether possibly one could not bring a carbon Shlomim on top of the Mizbeach at all, and therefore the Pasuk has to tell us, Vashlomecha, that a carbon Shlomim can be brought on the entire Mizbeach. The Gemara now continues and asks, Be'idach, that if Lefir Abesi, the entire Mizbeach is Kashal Ila, so why does the Pasuk say Vashlomecha if this din should be pushed to us based on a Kalvah Chimer from the din of Ila? The Gemara explains, Itzrich, that even according to Rabbi Yisi, the Pasuk had to tell us, Esal Yisecha Veshlamecha, Esalka Deat Chamina, as one would have thought, Oilu Dadach Lei Makayim, and maybe the Torah is Mechadish to us, that even if we would hold that Kul Mizbeach Bidarim Kai, one can still shech the carbon Oilu on top of the Mizbeach, since the only place to bring a carbon Oilu is on the north side of the Azara, and if there would be a time where there would be a lot of Kabbanis Oilais, then they would run out of space, and possibly that's the reason why the Torah stated that when shechting a carbon Oilu, one can also use the top of the Mizbeach. However, Aval Shlomim Dadach Lei Makayim Eim Eloi, however, since a carbon Shlomim is Kachim Kalim, and Kachim Kalim Shchitasim Mechol Makayim, therefore there was a lot of space in the Azara to shech the Karban Shlomim, so maybe the Torah did not give us this dispensation and did not allow one to shech the Karban Shlomim on top of the Mizbeach and Kamash Blon, and that's why the Torah had to write as Eilusecha Veshlomecha to teach us that this din applies both by a Karban Eila as well as a Karban Shlomim, and one could shech the Karban Eila or a Karban Shlomim on top of the Mizbeach, and Ayin Rashi the Dachla Makayim Shemakayim Katan V'Dachok Shein Kashla El B'Tzafayin Upam Shailus Merubayis V'Tzolah Makayim, and therefore the Hichshla Hanakasav Reisham Mizbeach. And before we continue, let us point out that the Shita is bothered that according to Rabbi Yisi who holds that Kulam Mizbeach B'Tzafin Kai, so why do we actually need a pasuk to tell us that it's mutter to shech the carbon on top of the Mizbeach? And he explains V'Yesh Leimad Mishum the Mekol Makayim Salkadat Lemisel Mishum the Ein Zal Yerech, that we would still have a Havmina that it should be pasul as it's not Al Yerech Mizbeach, and Kamash Balon that you could shech the carbon oil on top of the Mizbeach. And also Ayin Tap Tesis, where Tesis bothered with the Lashon of the Mishnah, as our Mishnah started Kachet Kachem Shesh Shachtim Reish Mizbeach, and it's Mashmur that it's only Kasher B'diavad, and Tesis points out Medurais Sheikh L'Chatchila, that Medurais you could shecht even L'Chatchila K'dashinu V'zavachta Olav V'shem Ha'adunak B'diavad Midrabbanu Shle Tabitz Glalim, and possibly the Rabbanim made a Gzira that you shouldn't shecht on top of the Mizbeach in order that the animals are not on the Mizbeach while they're alive, which would possibly cause Glalim to be on the Mizbeach, which is of course not covered for the Mizbeach. And the Gemara now continues, Gufa, that we previously learned, Amr Abasi and Rabbi Echron, Maidu Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda, Shem Shachtan Kenegdu Mekaka Psulais, that although Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda taught us, that although Kulam Mizbeach Bedarim Kai, there was still a Gzeres HaKosov, that one could shech the carbon Eila on the north half side of the top of the Mizbeach. However, even so, Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Huda's Maida, that if one would shech the carbon Eila or Kachi Kachim, Nekdu Mekaka, then the Shechita would be Pasol. And Amalei Rav Acham Yedifti Ravina, my Kenegdu Mekaka, Rav Acham Yedifti Es Ravina, and what is Rabbi Echron referring to, and what is the case of Kenegdu Mekaka, as Ilema Ami Yisoid Ami Seveiv, as if you will say he refers to someone that shechs a carbon oilo or kachi kachim on the Yisoid of the Mizbeach or on the Seveiv of the Mizbeach, and he does so on the north side of the Mizbeach, but certainly that cannot be pshat, as Haigufa Mizbeachu, as why would Rabbi Yisrael say that would be puzzle if the Torah states that one could shecht on the Mizbeach, and the Yisoid and Seveiv is considered part of the Mizbeach, and the oid, and we will be gurious, my Mekaka, and another question is that this doesn't fit into the Lashon of Rabbi Echron. Mishkan, as Rabbi Yechon stated, connected b'kaka, and this is not on the kaka of the Azara, and it's on the Yisoyed or the Soyvev, and this can't be pshat in the words of Rabbi Yechon. And Ayin Rashi, Dibra Maskel Inema, Im Shachta Akhtisas HaSoyvev Yisoyed, Haylav connected who, that this is not connected to Mizbech, El Mizbech Mamish, Umachshaber Rabbis Rebuda, Yigtani Mechatsia Mizbech Litzafoin Kitzafoin, and the Gemara continues, V'chitema da'av Mechilos b'kaka v'shachabu, and if you will say that a person dug out tunnels underneath the Mizbech, and he shechted in that area, Bichron is teaching us that according to Rabbi Yehuda, that the shkita would be possible. But the Gemara is, that certainly that would not be a chiddush, as even if one would actually build a Mizbech in a tunnel underneath the area of the Azara, it would not be kosher of a Tanyan, as we learned to the Braisa, that the Pasuk in Pashas Yisrael teaches us, Mizbech Adoma Tasali, we learn, that the Mizbech has to be attached to the ground, and we learn that the Mizbech cannot be built in a tunnel or on a bridge over the area of the Azara. Finally, the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yechon was talking about a scenario where instead of making the Mizbech 32 by 32, they made the Mizbech smaller, and for example, they made it 28 by 28. By doing so, there was extra space on the south side of the Mizbech, but if they would have built the Mizbech, then this area would have been underneath the Mizbech, and since Rabbi Yechon would be able to hold that if one shechs a carbon eilah on the north side of the Mizbech, even though underneath the Mizbech is still the south side of the Azara, that would be kosher, so one would think that if someone shechs kachim in that area, that would still be kosher. And Kamashmo and Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Yehuda would hold that the only time that you machshir shechita on the south side of the Azara is only if it's mamish on the Mizbech. However, if it's on an area where the Mizbech would have been, that does not suffice. And if one would shecht kachim kachim in that area, it would be possible. And Ayin Rashi, the Batsir Beturei, im nimlech lekatzis of Mizbech, v'nishar mechtel shech tzofen panui, and there is now extra open space on the north side of the Mizbech. If one would check there, it would be puzzle. The Afagav, the Yerechu, puzzle. And even though it's the Yerechu Mizbech, it still is puzzle. Al Masvile, Kulu Bedarim Azarehu. And therefore, we see clearly that Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda hold that Kulu Mizbech Bedarim Koi, the Eloi, on my puzzle, as if part of Mizbech was on the north side of the Azara. And if you would remove the Mizbech from that area and you would clear that area, then why would it be puzzle to shecht in that area if Lemaisi shechted on the north side of the Azara? The Gemara continued that we just said that Rabbi Yechon stated that he had a Kabbalah from his Rabbeim that Rabbi Yezi holds Kul Mizbech B'tzafen Kai. And the Gemara continues, Amr Abzira, Ef She'isa L'had Rabbi Yechon V'loi T'linu Rabbi Nasisin. Can it be that Rabbi Yechon's Kabbalah was correct that Rabbi Yezi holds that Kul Mizbech B'tzafen Kai? And this was not taught us in any Braisa or any Mishnah that this is actually the Sheet of Rabbi Yezi. And the Gemara will now try to bring a Mishnah and will entertain that this Mishnah will be going Dafkal if you're Rabbi Yezi. And based on a Diak of the Mishnah, we will have a riot or a Beis hold that Kul Mizbech B'tzafen Kai. Before we continue, let us point out that there were three bonfires on the Mizbech Achitzain, a large fire in the center of the Mizbech, which was used for Daktaras Himurim, smaller fire, which was the Eish Tumid, Tukal Mizbech Le'sichba, and finally there was another small fire, which had two purposes. Number one, twice a day the Kohen would take coals from the Mizbech Achitzain to be makta the Torahs on the Mizbech HaPimi, and number two, every Shabbos when they changed Lechem upon him, they would take Shtei Bezichin of Levoina from the Shulchan, which was in the Hechel Kodesh, and be makterit on this Maracha on the Mizbech Achitzain. And our Gemara will bring a simin that there was something that was brought from the Kodesh to the Azara, referring to Bezich Levoina, and there was also something that was brought from the Azara into the Kodesh, referring to the coals from the Mizbech Achitzain, which were brought into the Hechel to replace the Mizbech Aprimi. And based on this Haktamah, let us continue with our Gemara. As the Gemara continues, Nafak Dok Vashkach, the Reb Zira went out, and he was Medayek, and he found a Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid, where we could be Medayek, there would be he holds that Mizbech B'tzafen Kai, as the Tan, as the Mishnah teaches us, Mishum, yofim, shel, when they were setting up the Maracha Shnia, which was going to be used for the Keteris, they would go into the Dira Eitzim and they would select very good pieces of wood that were from a fig tree. And Rashi explains that certainly this is not Ma'akev, but Zok Rashi, B'shal Te'in Ha'i Regilim, V'tamagadu, and this is based on the following, Shabbat Yisitakon Adam Rishain, as the Pasuk teaches us in Pash Breshes, but the Pakachna Ene Shneim V'yeduki. And since the Mizbech is going to be used for Kapara and for Ratzin in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore we also use Atze Te'ina. And the Mishnah continues and teaches us the proper placement of this Maracha as Kineged Karim Arav Shdremis Moshech Ben HaKarim Klapit Tzofen Abba Amos. And this Maracha was set up on the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbech, but it wasn't Mamish by the corner and it was pulled away from the corner for Amos to the north. And the Mishnah continues to teach us the amount of wood that they were placed on the Maracha. The Mishnah tells us that during the week they would make make sure to place enough wood there where they would estimate that it would actually produce 5 sov coals. As Rashi explains, that since we will say that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds that it would actually shovel up 1 sov coals for every time that it would go and be Makdedik Tarius. And since they had to shovel up 1 sov coals 2 times a day, in order to make sure that it was easy to shovel up the coals, so it would make sure that there were 5 sov coals on the Mizbeach. And the Mishnah tells us, with Shabbos, but in Mishmoyne son Gechalim, Sheshamay Nesin Shtei Bezich Lovayne Shalach Ba'panim, then on Shabbos they had to add to the amount of wood in order to produce approximately 8 sov coals. Number one, they needed the coals for the standard procedure, which is the 5 sov coals that were used in order to be makted the Torahs on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But since on Shabbos they would also be makted the Shtei Bezich Lovayne of Lechem HaPanim, so therefore they had to add an extra 3 sov coals in order to make sure that the Lovayne burned properly. And Rashi points out that we know that the Shtei Bezich of the Lovayne of Lechem HaPanim were placed on the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, as certainly it could not be placed on the Mizbeach HaPnimi like the Torahs of every single day. Shal Mizbeach HaPnimi in Hector El Shek Torah Shachas Va'avis Kedachsiv, and as the Pasuk at the end of Pashas Tatsava tells us, Leisalu Olav Keteri Zara Va'oilu Mincha V'nesech Leisisku Olav. Rav Ziri now continues and tries to prove that this Mishnah must be Rabbi Yossi, and based on the fact that this Mishnah taught us that one must place the Marocha Shnia Keneged Kerem HaRavish Dremis Mashach Min HaKerem Klapit Zofen Abba Amais, so it must be that he holds Kul Mizbeach B'Zofen Kai. And as Rav Ziri continues, Umay Simana, and what is the reason that we had to place the Marocha Shnia at this spot of the Mizbeach? And Rav Ziri explains, Rabbi Yossi he, that it must be that this Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya, as we learned in the Braisa, and we continue on Daf Nun Ches on the Beis, Rabbi Yossi Imez Zesim B'Yadecha, Chol Anitel B'Fnim, Li Nasim B'Chutz, Ein Anitel Al B'Samach, She'en L'Fnim Himenu, and V'Chol Anitel B'Chutz, Li Nasim B'Fnim, Ein Anitel Al B'Samach, She'en L'Fnim Himenu. And Rabbi Yossi teaches us that this is the general rule, that anything which is taken from the inside, meaning from the Heichal, and it's placed on the outside, meaning the Azara, it has to be placed on the Mizbeach, on the area which is right next to the entrance of the Heichal, which of course will refer to the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbeach, as the ramp of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Mizbeach, and the west side of the Mizbeach was on the side of the Heichal. And similarly, Rabbi Yossi teaches us a rule that an item that is taken from the outside, meaning from the Azara, and meaning from the top of the Mizbeach, in order to be placed inside the Azara, then it originally must be taken from an area that is closest to the Heichal, and once again, this would refer to the southwest corner of the top of the Mizbeach. And the Gemara continues and asks, "My Niu, that in regard to what items is Rabbi Yossi giving the simin, and why would he need a simin to teach us this din? As Ilei Meshirayim, as if he's referring to the Shiori Adam of the Chatois Aprimius, and Rabbi Yossi would be teaching us that the Shiori Adam must be poured on the Yisrael Mizbeach, which is closest to the Heichal. However, certainly Rabbi Yossi would not have to teach us a klal, as Behedik Sibhu, as the Torah explicitly teaches us his din in Pashas Vayikra, as the Pasuk states, Ves Kol Dama Por Yishbech Yisrael Mizbeach Ha'ila, Asher Pesach Ha'il Moed, and clearly the Torah tells us that it has to be on the Yisrael, that's Pesach Ha'il Moed. The Gemara continued Visu, and we have another question regarding the second klal of Rabbi Yossi, as when Rabbi Yossi stated, Kol Anitel B'chutz, Li Nasa Mifnim, My Niu, what is he referring to? As Ilei Megecholim Shalom Kippurim, if Rabbi Yossi is teaching us a din, the Gede Gecholim of Yom Kippurim, that the Kohen Gadol would take for the Mizbeach HaChitzayin, and he would take it into the Kodesh Kedoshim in order to be makted the Keteris. Once again, certainly Rabbi Yossi would not have to teach us his din, and would not have to make a klal as Behedik Sibhu, as once again, this is explicit in the Torah in Pashas Acharei Mois, as the Pasuk states, V'lokach Molei HaMachta Gachlei Eish Me'al HaMizbeach Me'lfnei Hashem, U'Molei Chofta V'Keteris Sam Daka V'Hevi Me'Beis LaPareches. And as Rashi explains, G'chon Shem Kippurim, Shem Mechdisi V'Machta L'Fnei L'Fnim, L'Hakta Behem Molei Chofta V'Keteris Sam Daka, Da'af Hemi Tolom Mizbeach HaChitzayin, Kedichsir Me'al HaMizbeach Me'lfnei Hashem, Mitzad HaMari V'Dashirim B'Yuma, Eizel Mizbeach Shemitzasal L'Fnei Hashem, that which Mizbeach is only Mixas L'Fnei Hashem, Ve'in Kul L'Fnei Hashem, Zel Mizbeach HaChitzayin. This certainly refers to Mizbeach HaChitzayin, which wasn't completely L'Fnei Hashem, as part of Mizbeach was not in front of the Heichal or the Ulam. The Gemara is Behedik Sibhu, as the Pasuk states, L'Fnei Hashem, the Ha'inu L'Tzah Pnim, and therefore clearly it had to be taken from an area that's closest to the Heichal. Based on these questions, Rav Zeir continues, and he explains that it must be that when Rav Yossi made this statement and stated this klal, he was referring to two different items, and as the Gemara continues, El Kol Nitel B'Fnim Li Nasa Mechutz is referring to Shtei Bezich Lovayne Shalecham Apanim Degam Rishirayim. Yossi is making this klal in order to make sure that we understand that the Bezich Lovayne of Lechem Apanim, which is taken from the Shulchan, which is in the Heichal, and placed on the Mizbeach, which is in the Nazara, that also must be placed as close as possible to the Heichal. And although B'negated Bezich Lovayne, the Pasuk never mentions Asher Pesach Ha'il Moed, however, this is learned from Imam Metzinu from the Shiori Adam of the Chatoi Saprimius, and therefore, when the Bezich Lovayne burned burnt on a mizbeach achitzayin, it must be burnt in close proximity to the heichal. And Rav Zeir continues, the Rabbi Yisi's second klal of anitul b'chusli nasim b'fnim, that's referring to gecholim l'chol yayim v'yayma, and these gecholim are taken from the mizbeach achitzayin and they're brought onto the mizbeach apnimi. Rabbi Yisi teaches us that the gecholim for the k'tiris must be taken from an area on top of the mizbeach that is l'fnei Hashem and Pesach Hayom Moed, even though it is not mefurish in the Torah, but the government of gecholim shel yom kippurim. But we learned this based on mamatzinu from the gecholim of yom kippur, since we find that the shita of Rabbi Yisi is that the maracha shniya of the mizbeach achitzayin must be k'neged the Pesach Hayom Moed. Therefore, it must be that the tana of the mishnah in Masechtas Tamid is also Rabbi Yisi, and Rabbi Zeir will now continue and try to prove that the mishnah Masechtas Tamid must hold that klum mizbeach b'tzafen kai, and therefore we would see that Rabbi Yisi holds that klum mizbeach b'tzafen kai. And let's remember that the mishnah Masechtas Tamid taught us that the placement of the maracha shniya shel k'teres was placed 4 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach. That would be a kiyum of the k'teres being placed Pesach Hayom Moed, and is also in the area where it's closest to the heichal, as the kohen walks up the ramp on the south side of the mizbeach. Therefore, Rav Zeir continues with Maika Savar, and what does the mishnah Masechtas Tamid hold? And by extension, that would be the sheet of Rav Yisi, as Ika Savar klum mizbeach bedarim kai, as if he holds that the entire mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara. So how could he say that the k'teres was placed 4 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, if we know that the mizbeach was 32 amis by 32 amis, and if the mizbeach was entirely on the south side of the Azara, so the only part of the mizbeach which was Pesach Hayom Moed was only the last 5 amis of the mizbeach which were closest to the north? And if so, the only way that the kohen would actually be able to be mekayim placing the k'teres Pesach Hayom Moed and directly opposite the heichal is only if he placed the k'teres in an area which was between 27 amis and 32 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach. And as the Gemara states, Esam v'shava b'ilam meisei, Rav Zeir continued, v'inami k'savah k'dushas heichal v'ulam chadihi, and even if Rabbi Yisi would hold that the k'dusha of the heichal and the ulam are one, and as we mentioned in Akdama, the heichal had a doorway that was 10 amis wide, 5 amis of that doorway was on the south side of the Azara, and the ulam had a pesach that was 20 amis wide, and 10 amis of that doorway was on the south side of the Azara. And if so, the kohen did not have to be makdil k'teres Pesach the Heichal, as even if he was opposite the Pesach Ulam, it would still be considered lifnei Hashem. But even so, esem v'tati b'yemesi, but even so, in order for the kohen to be makdil k'teres Pesach Ulam, the maracha and the kohen would have to be 22 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach. And the mishnah Masechtas Tamid taught us that he only had to be 4 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach. Therefore, certainly the mishnah and by extension Rabbi Yisi cannot hold klum mizbeach b'darim kai. And the Gemara continues, and if you would want to say that Rabbi Yisi hold that half the mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara and half of the mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara, and it was centered between the doors of the Heichal and the Ulam, and since the mizbeach is 32 amis by 32 amis, so 16 amis of the mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara, and the opening to the Heichal was 11 amis from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and if so, then certainly the Maracha for the Torahs would have to begin at least 11 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and not 4 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, as the Mishnah stated. And even if we will say that Rabbi Yisi holds that Kedushas Heichal and the Ulam were one, and the Ulam had the same Kedusha as the Heichal, and therefore the Keteris can be placed even Pesach Ulam, and doesn't have to be Dafka placed Pesach Heichal, but that only helps us in regard to another 5 amis, and the Maracha of the Keteris would still have to be in an area that is at least 6 amis away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, and not 4 amos, as the Mishnah stated. Finally, Reb Zeira proves Allah Mishum the Kasava Kulum mizbeach b'tzafim kai, and it must be that Rabbi Yisi, by extension the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, holds that the entire mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara. And Reb Zeira still has to explain that if it's true that the entire mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara, then why would the maracha need to be moved 4 amos away from the southwest corner of the mizbeach, if we should be able to place the maracha right at the top of the mizbeach on the southwest corner, as immediately when the kohen walks up the ramp of the mizbeach, he will be able to be makdil k'teres, as that is an area that's Pesach Hayom Moed. And Rav Zeira explains, v'hani abba amos, amma yisoid, v'amma seivi, v'amma mokin kronis, v'amma mokin ragla ha'koinim, d'chi maskula kamei tfei, su'leka Pesach, and ein echinami, when you walk up the mizbeach, you're right in front of the Pesach Hayom Moed. The only reason why the Mishnah told us that you have to move the maracha 4 amos away from the wall is based on a practicality, as certainly the mizbeach was 32 amos by 32 amos at its base, but the top of the mizbeach was actually 28 by 28 amos, and for each side of the mizbeach, you have to deduct 1 amma for Futa Yisoid and one Amma Futa Saivev, and therefore, right when the Kohen walked up onto the Mizbeach, there was only three Ammas left that was between the Mizbeach and the Pesach Oil Maid. As we know, the Kronis of Mizbeach took up one Amma by one Amma, and certainly we couldn't place the Maracha in that area, and the Kohen couldn't walk around that area in order to set up the Maracha either. And then we had to have another one Amma area that the Kohen could walk around the Mizbeach in order for the Kohen to have enough space to walk around the top of the Mizbeach, and also for the Kohen to have enough space in order to set up the Maracha, and therefore practically we couldn't set up the Maracha within four Amos of the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and therefore the Mishnah teaches us that the Maracha was specifically set up between four and five Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, as that was the only area on the top of the Mizbeach that was still considered Pesach Oil Moed. And l'maisa, this was a very long Raya, but ultimately Rabbi Zeira brought a Raya that Rabbi Yesi is the Tana of this Mishnah, and Rabbi Yesi must hold that Kulam Mizbeach B'tzafen Kai. Therefore, when Rabbi Yechon stated, I have a Kabbalah from Rabbi Bayim that Rabbi Yesi holds Kulam Mizbeach B'tzafen Kai, is actually based on this Mishnah, Mesechtes Tamid. However, the Gemara continues, Amar Rav Adab Abba, Rav Adab Abba responds to Rabbi Zeira that you do not have a Raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yesi holds Kulam Mizbeach B'tzafen Kai, as your Raya is dependent on stating that Rabbi Yesi is the Tana of the Mishnah, Mesechtes Tamid. But Zok Rav Adab Abba, Hamani Rabbi Yehudi, that it's possible that this Mishnah is actually going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Adab Abba continues, the Tanin, as we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mizbeach B'mutzav Oimer B'emtza Azara, that the Mizbeach was actually right in the center of the Azara, and half of the Mizbeach was on the north, and half of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara, and Ushloishim Mishtaim Amos Ha'ilai, and the Mizbeach was 32 Amos square, and since the Mizbeach was situated right in the center of the Azara, so Esa Amos Kenega Pischa Shehechel, the middle 10 Amos of the Mizbeach was directly opposite the opening of the Hechel, which was also 10 Amos wide, and Achas Esrei Amma Mikan, Va'achas Esrei Amma Mikan, and there was now an additional 22 Amos of the Mizbeach, and 11 Amos of the remaining part of the Mizbeach was on the north side of the Azara, and 11 Amos of the remaining part of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara. Keep in mind that the Hechel itself was 20 Amos wide, and if you add the thickness of the two walls of the Hechel, which were each 6 Amos wide, the entire width of the Hechel and its walls was exactly the same as the width of the Mizbeach, as they were both 32 Amos, and therefore the Braisa tells us, Nimsam Mizbeach Mechuvig Keneged HaHechel V'Kaisalav, and therefore the Mizbeach was directly situated opposite the Hechel, and also took up the entire width of the entire Hechel, including its walls. However, the Gemara is bothered, how can you say that the Mishnah's Mesechtes Tamid is going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Mizbeach B'mutzav O'imi B'emtza Azara, if the Gemara previously entertained this, and the Gemara stated, V'Ikasav Chetze B'tzafim V'Chetze B'darim, so in order to be able to be Makdek Teres, Pesach El Moed, you would have to move 11 Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and V'Ikasav Kedushas Hechav Ulam Chadim Milsi, Shispay El Meisei, and even if you want to say that the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the Kedushas Hechav Ulam Chadim Milsa, therefore one could be Makdek Teres in an area that's Pesach Ulam and not Dafka Pesach Hechel, but that only helps us in regard to five additional Amos. And if so, as the Gemara stated previously, Shispay El Meisei, you would still have to place the Teres 6 Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid stated that the Maracha only had to be moved 4 Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, and if so, the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid cannot be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and L'chorim must be going like Rabbi Yesi, and L'chorim Rabbi Zeira still has a Raya, that Rabbi Yesi holds the Kulam Mizbeach B'tzafen Kai. However, the Gemara answers that in a chenami, the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid can be going like Rabbi Yehuda, as Mi Savar Tani Abba Amos Bahadi Amos Yisoid Va'Amos Seivev, Abba Amos Bama Amos Yisoid Va'Amos Seivev. When the Mishnah mentioned that we have to move away 4 Amos from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, it is making that calculation based on the area of the top of the Mizbeach and not based on the actual width of the Mizbeach. And as we previously explained, that although the bottom measurements of the Mizbeach was 32 Amos by 32 Amos, and that is the area that I took up in the Beis HaMikdash, however, once you got to the top of the Mizbeach, the area of the top of the Mizbeach was only 28 Amos by 28 Amos. Rabbi Yehuda would hold that Kedushas Hechel V'Ulam Chadim Milsi, and therefore the Maracha could be placed anywhere that's Pesach Ulam and not only Pesach HaHechel. And since Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbeach was in the center of the Azara, and since the Pesach HaUlam was 20 Amos wide, and therefore 20 Amos of the Mizbeach was directly opposite Pesach El Moed, as it was directly opposite to Pesach HaUlam, and therefore between the ending of the southern part of the opening to Ulam and the corner of the Mizbeach, there was only 4 additional Amos. And that's why the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid taught us that the Maracha for the Torahs had to be placed at least 4 Amos away from the southwest corner of the Mizbeach, as in this way it would be Pesach HaUlam, and therefore we could explain that the Mishnah Mesechtes Tamid is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and in the Chenami we have no Raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Mizbeach B'tzafen Kai. The Gemara now continues. continues with a separate question, as v'nukma k'rabiyesi v'mimotza, why would Rav Adam Bahava have to explain that the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is going like Rabbi Yehuda? We know that Rabbi Yehuda hold that the Mizbech was m'mutza v'imeh b'emtza azara. If l'maisa, we previously saw the b'risa, where Rabiyesi was the one who taught us the proper makan for the k'tayris, and if so, it seemed logical to say that Rabiyesi is the town of the Mishnah Maseches Tumah, and even so, we would not have a right for the Mishnah Maseches Tumah that Rabiyesi holds k'lu Mizbech b'tzafen k'ayi, as it's possible Rabiyesi would hold that the Mizbech was in the center of the azara, and when calculating the four amos that one has to move the maracha away from the corner of the Mizbech, we are calculating based on the top of the Mizbech, which was only 28 amos by 28 amos, as we explained according to Rabbi Yehuda. And as Rashi explains, v'nukba k'rabiyesi be'emtzo v'mutza l'mulchol mishkolam rabiyesi, then why do you have to say that this mission is not like rabiyesi? The shamalei da'ama einin tonal b'samach she'en l'fnim. If l'maisa rabiyesi was the one who spoke about this din previously, and as we saw in the top of the amid, and michtel li'sasa dukid rabzeir kasis, and l'chiru, since Rav Adam Bahava's only objective is in order to disprove the point of Abzira, we can't bring a raya from the Mishnah Maseches Tumah to Rabbi Yehuda holds klum mizbech b'tzafen kai. Even if we would say that the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, ema hachi la'ilum kasava chetzub darim chetzub b'tzafen, the Rav Adam Bahava could have stated that really the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is Rabbi Yehuda. Even so, Rabbi Yehuda could hold chetzub darim chetzub b'tzafen u'misaver b'hadei am Yisrael, etc. As we explain, and the Gemara answers Meshund Rabbi Yehuda shemanalei memutzah b'hedya, as since Rav Adam Bahava knew that Rabbi Yehuda clearly holds that the mizbech was memutzah and was placed right in the center of the azara, therefore he felt that it's better to say that the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And even though Rabbi Yehuda doesn't speak about the din of where the keteris should be, and that was a member of Rabbi Yehuda, however, as Rashi points out, v'im mishum da'ayu Rabbi Yehuda v'nitonim b'fnim v'nitonim b'chutz v'nitonim b'chutz v'nitonim b'fnim, kuli alma islu, all agree to the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And as the shita states, Rabbi Yehuda amar aliba de kuli alma, and Rabbi Yehuda studied this member according to everyone, and it wasn't a das yachid. Therefore, Rav Adam Bahava would rather say that the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is going to Rabbi Yehuda, as we know specifically that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbech was in the center of the Azara, and stating that the Mishnah Maseches Tumah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, since ultimately we're unsure as to what Rabbi Yehuda holds b'negei the Mizbech, as it's possible that Rabbi Yehuda holds that klum Mizbech b'tzafen kai, but it's also possible that Rabbi Yehuda holds that the Mizbech was situated in the center of the Azara, and ayin teize diba maschal kedushas hechav ulam chodihi, and teize points out hashas besupik b'chol makim le'el say perakamo v'yuma perak tov b'kalpi u'bereish irvin ayin sham, and we will stop over here.